The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race starts next month, but before mushers and their sled dogs take off on the race to Nome, there's a lot of preparation to do. And that includes getting team supplies to the remote communities along the trail. Today, mushers dropped off their food and gear in Anchorage so it could be sorted and flown to race checkpoints. Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon has the story.
First bag for Boozer. White Mountain, 3-6.
At a cavernous building in South Anchorage, volunteers haul bulky sacks onto a scale. They call out the bag's weights and where they're going. Each one is labeled with its destination, a community along the Iditarod Trail that serves as a race checkpoint. Nikolai, McGrath, Galena.
Shakdulik! 2-7!
This is the first day of Iditarod food drops in Anchorage. It's part of the massive logistical dance that makes the 1,000-mile sled dog race happen. Iditarod race marshal Mark Nordman says the mushers' bags contain a little bit of everything.
From personal clothing to extra runner plastic to, of course, the most important thing, the dog food.
Nordman says on average, each team sends about 1,500 to 2,700 pounds of food and gear onto the trail. He says getting those bags prepared is a huge chore. The Iditarod calls the bags drop bags.
So many people say that the hardest part about Iditarod is getting your drop bags together because everything's portioned out how you want it for your team and different sized booties and plastic, everything else that they need on their trip to Nome.
Musher Linwood Fiedler from Willow brought a pickup truck full of dozens of bags to Anchorage. He says he's been preparing them for months. While he's planning, he says he thinks about having enough food at stops along the trail in case there's bad weather and his team can't leave.
I've done this race a bunch, and I've gotten stuck at checkpoints where there is no going forward, there is no trail, and so being able to calculate to be able to sit in Uniqlo for a day if there's a coastal storm, that sort of thing is part of the equation as well.
Fiedler says he's sending out beef and pork for his dog team, and for himself, it's vacuum-sealed bags of meals made by his wife.
When I'm tired, what I like to eat, and when I'm fresh and bright are two different things. So she's really done an amazing job kind of dialing those sort of things in. Generally, I kind of like spicy things like chili relleno and some lasagna with a little zip in it, that sort of thing. She makes killer chili.
Fiedler wrote a check for about $1,800 to send his food and supplies to the Iditarod checkpoints. He'll reunite with those bags in a few weeks. He and his dogs will join 56 other teams at the Iditarod ceremonial start in Anchorage on March 7th. Then the race officially starts in Willow the next day. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.